Chapter 3. The Dursleys Departing. The sound of the front door slamming echoed up the stairs, and a voice yelled, "Oi, you!" 16 years of being addressed thus left Harry in no doubt whom his uncle was calling. Nevertheless, he did not immediately respond. He was still gazing at the mirror fragment in which, for a split second, he had thought he saw Dumbledore's eye. It was not until his uncle bellowed, "Boy!" that Harry got slowly to his feet and headed for the bedroom door, pausing to add the piece of broken mirror to the rucksack filled with things he would be taking with him.
"You took your time,"
roared Vernon Dursley when Harry appeared at the top of the stairs.
"Get down here. I want a word."
Harry strolled downstairs, his hands deep in his jeans pockets. When he reached the living room, he found all three Dursleys. They were dressed for travelling. Uncle Vernon in a fawn zip-up jacket, Aunt Petunia in a neat salmon-coloured coat, and Dudley, Harry's large, blonde, muscular cousin, in his leather jacket. "Yes?" asked Harry.
"Sit down," said Uncle Vernon.
Harry raised his eyebrows.
"Please,"
added Uncle Vernon, wincing slightly as though the word was sharp in his throat. Harry sat. He thought he knew what was coming. His uncle began to pace up and down, Aunt Petunia and Dudley following his movements with anxious expressions. Finally, his large purple face crumpled with concentration, Uncle Vernon stopped in front of Harry and spoke.
"I've changed my mind," he said.
"What a surprise," said Harry.
"Don't you take that tone,"
began Aunt Petunia in a shrill voice, but Vernon Dursley waved her down.
"It's all a lot of claptrap,"
said Uncle Vernon, glaring at Harry with piggy little eyes.
"I've decided I don't believe a word of it. We're staying put. We're not going anywhere."
Harry looked up at his uncle and felt a mixture of exasperation and amusement. Vernon Dursley had been changing his mind every 24 hours for the past 4 weeks, packing and unpacking and repacking the car with every change of heart. Harry's favourite moment had been the one when Uncle Vernon, unaware that Dudley had added his dumbbells to his case since the last time it had been unpacked, had attempted to hoist it back into the boot and collapsed with roars of pain and much swearing.
"According to you,"
Vernon Dursley said now, resuming his pacing up and down the living room,
"we, Petunia, Dudley and I, are in danger from
some of my lot, right?" said Harry.
"Well, I don't believe it,"
repeated Uncle Vernon, coming to a halt in front of Harry again.
"I was awake half the night thinking it all over, and I believe it's a plot to get the house."
"The house?" repeated Harry. "What house?"
"This house,"
shrieked Uncle Vernon, the vein in his forehead starting to pulse.
"Our house! House prices are skyrocketing around here. You want us out of the way, and then you're going to do a bit of hocus-pocus, and before we know it, the deeds will be in your name, and..."
"Are you out of your mind?" demanded Harry.
"A plot to get this house? Are you actually as stupid as you look?" "Don't you dare!"
squealed Aunt Petunia. But again Vernon waved her down. Slights on his personal appearance were, it seemed, as nothing to the danger he had spotted. "Just in case you've forgotten," said Harry, "I've already got a house. My godfather left me one, so why should I want this one? All the happy memories?" There was silence. Harry thought he had rather impressed his uncle with this argument.
"You claim," said Uncle Vernon, starting to pace yet again, "that this Lord thing..."
"Voldemort," said Harry impatiently. "And we've been through this about 100 times already. This isn't a claim, it's fact. Dumbledore told you last year, and Kingsley and Mr. Weasley..."